Welcome back to another episode of Tales from the Internet. This week, we've hit a milestone of our 20th episode. So, we're gonna do something for the waitstaff that we oftentimes run into. I know how hard it is working food industry. So, we've got Tales from Your Server. I hope you enjoy this one, and so without further ado, sit back, relax, and let's get into it. Children's Drinks Are for Children by Breadpool. One day I got a family of four. Right from the get-go, they were pretty unfriendly. Whatever, it just means I'll keep the conversation to just asking what they need. One of the adults orders a lemonade, which we hand-squeeze the lemon juice each morning to make sure it's fresh. So it's $3.99 for an order, but it's free refills. She guzzles down four glasses of it while she's there. Since the bartender has to pour the drinks, it's pretty frustrating. She orders a kid's meal, which is absolutely okay, because if you don't feel like eating much, it's the perfect size. I'm thankful corporate doesn't go full Gestapo on kids' meals, to be honest, because what difference does it make anyway? They're rude when they speak and give me the cold shoulder the rest of the time. I drop off their check and go check if the rest of my tables are okay. The lady stops me from going to the back to get something. I thought the drinks with the kids' meal were free. I explain that yes, they're free if you're a kid under the age of 10, because a kid under the age of 10 isn't going to drink four freaking glasses. But I always get them for free with my kids' takeout order. Yes, because we were unable to verify that it's not going to be kids. Luckily, my manager stepped up and confirmed that what I said. They paid and left. Less than 10% tip, but that's okay, because I no longer have to deal with them. Also, when I said thank you for coming in and have a nice day, they couldn't even bother to respond. Must suck being that hateful. Has anyone called the health department on their own place of work for not following COVID guidelines? By Crane510. So, in my area, it's outdoor dining only. Over the last week, weather has changed drastically from warm to cold, from the area with chances of rain here and there. A deck in the street was built for seating outside, and it's really nice, and we have stayed super busy. Well, they put up a canopy that's plastic and has several zip-up sides that go below the railing of the deck. The first day, Friday, of it being there, we closed some of them to lower the wind, and when asked to close more by guests, I said we couldn't because it would no longer be open air, and managers agreed with me. Last night's GM was there, and I was on our patio that was already part of the restaurant, so I didn't notice until a bit into the shift when running food that the whole thing was zipped up because the general manager decided it was too cold not to. It was like a bubble boy version of the deck. stuffy, even though there was literally no airflow except for the entrance. I meant to say something at the end of the night, but was over it. After having my crap pushed in for about 10 hours. So I'm torn right now. I make great money, but my first step is talking to the lead server, and then I plan on sending a message through our app that our company uses to the GM/management team about our safety concerns, so there's a paper trail. The county and surrounding counties are spiking hard. So far, since quarantine's ended, they haven't been horrible, but it's obvious the higher-ups only give a crap about the green. So if nothing changes after voicing concerns, what have people seen in their local health departments do? I don't want to go back to unemployment. It's not financially feasible in my area. Sorry if I'm not super clear. Sunday, day off, and football season. A customer tale of our server Shihazade, and thanks to you all, by La Lunacy. Took my son out to dinner at his chosen chain restaurant for his 16th birthday the other night. He's an Asperger kid and has a lot of social anxieties. When we got there, he wanted me to promise I wouldn't tell the wait staff it was his birthday. He can't handle the people singing and looking at him. That's hard for me because I want the entire restaurant singing when it's my birthday, so I said I would try. Then our waiter, Shihazade, arrived. He was awesome. He took the time to chat about typical teenage stuff and really connected with the kid. And I had an idea. I snuck over whilst coming back to the bathroom and explained to him that it was the kid's birthday. But he didn't want a big group of people coming over and singing at him. I asked if he could just come over by himself with the dessert and sing quietly. He was all for it. And when the time came, no one except me and the kid knew. The kid was thrilled. His birthday was acknowledged, and not in an embarrassing way. I was happy at least someone besides me saying happy birthday, lol. And yes, we ticked extra well and definitely be asking him for the next time we go. So I want to throw a thank you over to Shihazade and to all you amazing service staff who go above and beyond. Even on the simple things, you all rock. Why I Don't Care When People Don't Tip, by Guilt-Free Peasant. It's easy to call someone an a-hole when they don't tip or leave a bad tip. It's easy to let a bad mood set in for the night. It's easy to assume that they always tip terribly or not at all. When I was a kid, my mom fully believed that if you can't tip, you don't go out to eat. Well, we're American poor, so we rarely went out to eat. Going out to eat when I was a kid was like going to Six Flags. Now I don't like kids all too much, and now I'm not saying I love when the people don't tip, but thinking about how I was raised and how such a simple thing like going to Chili's was something I was gonna be jealous of other kids for, I try not to judge people. I don't know what anyone is going through, and maybe the table with the kids are trying to create memories. Maybe the lady who needed exactly 3 lemons is taking care of a loved one dying. Maybe the guy in all camo slugging down Diet Cokes just lost his best friend. Maybe they don't believe in tipping, or maybe they are just a dick. But I'm not a mind reader. I'm not omnipresent, and the decider of all things on a moral compass. If not getting a tip is the worst thing to happen to me all day, I'll take it. Hope the next time you get stiffed, you don't let it ruin your shift. Stay strong, server fam. Couple left immediately once they noticed we started closing. By Let's Sing a Chorus. Tonight was a Monday night drag until about 7:30, 8 o'clock p.m. when we had a rush of customers come in, one right after another. It was a manageable business, but not without condescending criticism from the owner. Anywho, we close at 9, and the other tables, except for the 2 top, had paid and left. The one other waitress and I had been too busy bussing, washing dishes, boxing dishes to go, and cashiering duty. We're a small to medium-sized restaurant, so waitresses do it all, to care too much about time. And we still had quite a bit to do cleaning up after rush, so we didn't bother telling the 2 top that it was 9 o'clock already. However, as I walked by them to do something, the girl at the table noticed that all the other customers had left and asked, "You close at 9 o'clock, don't you?" This was the first time a customer ever went out of their way to ask whether or not we were closing. I thought she must have been very attentive, either to the environment or whatever closing time she briefly glanced over an hour ago. So I told her yes, and without hesitation, said that they were done and asked to have her remaining food to go, with not a bitter note in her voice. Turns out it was just sage wisdom of all those who've worked in the food industry. She was a waitress too. We knew because she left the name of another restaurant she wanted our owner to visit. It would have blown my mind if this was just a regular person being exceptionally nice, but I'll take behavior like this from anyone. Servers, stick together. Grubhub is getting on my last nerve. By Viseronomnomnom. I used to think I disliked all third-party delivery services equally, and that had to do with rude drivers, apathetic call center folks, and a constant barrage of trying to get my restaurant to partner with them. We have been getting a big uptick in Grubhub orders. All third-party delivery services has posted our menu without our permission. And last Saturday, we got a big order of $150 that was never picked up. I was real peeved because we always tell the caller how long the order will take, and to prepare the drivers are usually within 5 to 10 minutes any given time. But this order, although big, only took maybe about 20 minutes to make, and no one had shown up after an hour and 15. Several other Grubhub orders replaced after that one had already been picked up. And this is a sushi restaurant, so like, no one wants warm sushi with cold appetizers that've been sitting there for over an hour. So I try to call the Grubhub number for restaurants, only to find out that they aren't open on Saturdays. Seems like a big oversight for a company that works with restaurants that are literally open every day of the week. Then I tried chatting with the customer service person via Grubhub customer side, because that seems like the only way to get any information. I can't find any number to call on their website. I break down the entire order, each by item, customer name, and what time it was placed, etc. And the rep basically says that we have no record of this order because you aren't one of our accounts. The only thing she does is send me an email form to send to Grubhub Restaurants Reimbursement. The form asserted that a phone call can be expected within 48 hours. I even provided my personal cell phone number for them to call because the restaurant isn't open on Sundays or during the day because of COVID. Well, we're on hour 47 since my email, and there's been no call or email responses. But Grubhub sure called in a couple new orders earlier this evening. I graciously accepted since we were within the 48-hour time frame. Things are definitely going to change after 48 hours. At least with Postmates, I was able to talk to someone on the phone and receive missed payments within 5 minutes of calling. Knowing your order doesn't mean I'm interested in you, by Just Salem. I bartended weddings for a little while and met some very interesting people along the way. One thing I always prided myself on was remembering drink orders. The selection is pretty simple. Bar rail with mixers and beer selection behind me. I can remember that someone drinks a rum and coke or a Bud Light. Some people get particular and are the best ones to keep in mind. I was about 24, but I could pass at 18 at the time. Many times, guests interpret my memory as special treatment. I can't remember everyone, but I used to do quite well. And when someone is consistently asking for less Coke in their cup, I'll remember that for sure. One time, this was exactly the case. An older guy at the wedding, who may have been the bride's uncle, was ordering a dark rum and Coke, but light mixer. He wanted to taste the rum, so I did what he asked. After working the bar for 9 hours, I knew what he wanted and would be reaching for the rum when I saw him coming. I do it for the higher tips, and it's an easy way to make people feel recognized. They always smile and tell me I'm the best. Well, at the end of the night, he came back and asked if it would be okay to leave his number with me. I graciously declined, claiming I don't give my number or take them while working. That was a lie, but it was easier than telling him he was about 25 years too old. Another night, everyone at the wedding had a date aside from the mother of the groom and one of the groomsmen. Said groomsman was clearly lonely and I was a captive audience. He spent a lot of time by the bar, blocking my side so I couldn't serve anyone without telling him to move. I knew what he was drinking, so I was reaching for the rum and ginger ale when he would walk up holding an empty cup. I usually bartended with a partner on slow nights. We would dance a bit to keep things fun and keep things moving around. This was one of those nights, and our groomsmen took that as a bit of an invitation. He told us we were great dancers and asked if I could leave the bar for one song. I used to work as an excuse, saying I was the lead bartender so I couldn't leave. He tried again later on, but he clearly had found more alcohol than I provided. The groom interrupted his last attempt and escorted him out with the rest of the bridal party. My smile and manners are part of the service, but I was getting real sick of people assuming it was flirtatious or special treatment. The tipping system is honestly a nasty power dynamic that I wish we could move away from. Cafes aren't your personal library, or even a public library. By Empty Dumpling. A customer posted on her Instagram, tagging my workplace and identifying me by name, who she asked for from my coworker. She was upset because I had said she needed to give her table up for other customers. She had been sitting there for 2 hours and only ordered a single cup of coffee, which she requested to top up hot milk for. She said she was undergoing an urgent job interview and that I had interrupted her, causing her to have to exit the interview abruptly. "It ain't my fault you don't know how to manage your life, lady. Cafes aren't your home, and we do have the right to ask you to leave. Why are customers always surprised that we can do that?" Here's some bonus content from the comments section. "Oh my goodness, the top up. LOL, we serve a lot of tea, and yesterday someone was like, 'My tea isn't strong enough,' and then asked for another bag. So we gave it to him. Then 2 minutes later, asked for some water to be topped up. She flipped a cookie when I told her I'm gonna have to charge her for a second pot." Strawberry Nivea says, "Or they share tea. I personally gave up on tea sharing. I just say there won't be enough water refill if they have two cups. A guy asked for a second cup and I told him about the rule and he said, 'Oh, it's not for sharing.' I said, 'Okay,' and then I never brought the cup. They think this is Red Cross or what?" Colorado Nudist says, "I'll be honest. I had no idea that wasn't usually allowed. Usually a pot is more tea than I actually want, so I share with my wife. Thanks for enlightening me, though." Bassdrum777 says, "I can understand sharing tea as long as you don't ask for more tea. It would be like buying a soda, dumping it into a second cup for someone, and asking for a refill. Xiaoyi says, "Had someone do that at the most expensive theater in my city. Like $27 a ticket, $20 entrees, $7 soft drinks. Texas, USA, so it's expensive for here. Give them refills on purchased drinks and split drinks because it wasn't my job to question, but still baffles me to this day." Aspiral Blue says, "Honestly, if people want to share their soda, as a server, I don't really care, as long as they're not drinking it super fast and making me refill at 90 miles per hour. Those fountain drinks are like pennies on the glass anyway, and restaurants make a huge profit off those no matter what. Plus, people enjoy their meals a little more, and if I don't make a fuss over things like that. Also, to all you customers, you can ask me for more hot water in your pot, just expect to pay if I have to add another tea bag. It can get pricey." Colossi says, "We do that in my family. When we go to the movies, we get two of the largest size of Sprite and smuggle in some bottled water and candy." December Psych says, "About 15 or so years ago, when I worked at a place with the Golden Arches, I had a customer actually ask for a second cup because her and her dad were sharing, but each wanted a different soda. I couldn't really help it. I literally laughed in her face when I told her, 'No, that's not how splitting works.'" Stickum says, "My sister pours her water from one cup to another. I have no idea why or what difference it makes to her tea experience, but that's her thing. Edit, she does this with no tea bag in it. Once, right after it's been poured from the kettle. I think she's just weird." Comments, "It cools down the tea. Cools it down quicker, and to a lesser extent, aerates it." Aerates the tea? Can you expand on that? I can see it being aeration in tea with the milk and cream, but pouring tea from one cup to another shouldn't add air to the liquid. Pouring from one cup to the other introduces turbulence and completely mixes the water column. Probably not enough to make a huge difference, but try explaining that to a cinestophile. They have their own rituals, same as others who pay hundreds of thousands of dollars for bottles when they wouldn't know the difference between $3 Chuck White, to which food dye has been added, to some pretentious French stuff with subtle hints of unicorn piss and guppy farts to define the overtone of pig sniffed fungus. Oenophiles actually have a reason for aerating their wine, though. It's not just for ritual. How many can actually tell the difference? Especially for the second bottle. I'd say most people would be able to tell there's a difference in decanted and non-decanted Burgundy wine snob or not. Getting rid of the sentiment aside, the best reason to use a decanter, there's a debate on it, and the usefulness varies. However, the effectiveness of decanting is a topic of debate with some of the wine experts, such as Emily Pernaud, claiming that the prolonged exposure to oxygen actually diffuses and dissipates some more aroma compounds than it stimulates. In contrast to the effects of the smaller scale exposure and immediate release that the swirling of the wine in the drinker's glass has. That wraps up this episode, and I hope you enjoyed the bonus content. This certainly has been an interesting milestone, and if you have any suggestions, of course, go to our Facebook page and drop a like or comment. And of course, don't forget to share the episodes that you like the best. And to all the servers out there, watch out for all those Karens, and I hope you get good tips. Have a good night.